This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Tropridge. Earlier this week, Senator Tom Udall addressed the National Congress of American Indians 2017 Executive Council Winter Session and Legislative Summit. Udall says he was honored to address the NCAI and says he's dedicated to working on issues important to Native communities. The long list of concerns, Udall told reporters this week, now includes tribal consultation and the Dakota Access Pipeline. I'll have details after this word from our media partner.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. Did you know that 67% of New Mexicans live in cities, towns, and villages? That's almost 1.5 million folks. The New Mexico Municipal League lobbies on behalf of cities to secure the resources for essential municipal services, such as water, sewer, police, and fire protection. A better New Mexico through better cities.
Senator Tom Udall told New Mexico reporters this week that in his address to the National Congress of American Indians, he shared his commitment to advocating for tribes and ensuring the federal government stands by its obligations and that tribal sovereignty is respected.
Right out of the gate, President Trump has given Native Americans reason to doubt that he'll respect tribal sovereignty. I'm very disappointed in his decision to grant the easement and begin construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline without properly consulting with tribes. It is deeply disrespectful. President Trump chose short-term political gains and corporate profits over respect for tribal rights and values. I stand with Standing Rock.
On another issue, Udall commented on the news reported by the Santa Fe New Mexican recently that an annual safety assessment gave Los Alamos National Laboratory a failing grade for steps it takes to prevent accidents in developing nuclear weapons.
It's critically important that we ensure safety at LANL to prevent nuclear accidents and protect public health. There will be a new contract bidding process soon, and I'll be closely watching that. Rick Perry is confirmed as Energy Secretary. I will push him to make sure that the highest safety standards are upheld at LANL. This is an issue I've been interested in for a long time, and I think we always need to keep the pressure on LANL and the Department of Energy to behave safely and to make sure that employee safety is just very much a part of the workplace there.
I asked Udall how the future management at LANL should proceed in response to the highly critical report.
The first thing I'm going to do is ask them to tell me what they think they're going to, what they need to do this, and specifically what their plans are. As you know, it'll probably be maybe a week or so before Secretary Perry, if he's confirmed, gets in there. And I've already visited with him about a number of national laboratory issues, and I'm sure I'll be on the phone with him asking what he plans to do. You know, they have the expertise in this area. They know exactly what this report's talking about, and I want to hear what they need and what they're going to do.
As to the impact to New Mexico's numerous federal facilities under a proposed Trump administration federal hiring freeze, Udall says the state has numerous ways it could be impacted by such an action.
So I've asked for information about how the hiring freeze might affect New Mexico, but we haven't gotten any really real details yet. While I agree that the government could be more efficient, Presidents Reagan and Carter both tried hiring freezes, and they both learned that overall they hurt the American people and cost taxpayers more money.
Udall added he doesn't think the Trump administration thought out the proposal sufficiently. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Tropridge.